Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Al? Test.
Testing 1, 2.
He's on 2.
And historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, good morning. Jackson here, and actually, Melissa's here. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Hello from the lovely Upper Valley of El Paso.
You're still quarantining yourself. That's what you're doing today. That's cool.
Well, I'm quarantined from the station, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
But I'm out and about. I've been cleared. I'm clean. I'm good.
Whatever you may be, good morning. And also, today being the April 17th, talking about the Camino Real, which is something we talk around a whole lot, but today we're gonna walk the whole thing. It's a 1,600-mile ride. Come along with us anyway. It's the El Paso History Radio Show live on 690 AM KTSM, streaming live on Facebook, and the page is El Paso History Radio Show. Also, another page on Facebook, Remember in El Paso When. And this is where we say Texas history begins in El Paso.
Begins in El Paso.
It does. Okay, your turn.
Well, we want to thank everybody for listening, and we want to expand the fact that people can find us audio streaming live on the Internet via ktsmradio.com, where you can click there and you can listen to the iHeartRadio link. So even if you can't do the Facebook, you can still take us on your phone or tablet or computer everywhere.
And everything's cool about that. So, hey, you got a history moment going today?
Yes, I do. This week's El Paso History Moment might just give you the munchies after you hear it.
Oh, no. One of those kind of things.
Yeah.
Well, I may end up at Pepe's today. I'll take care of that. But also, just so you know, we have a picture here of a guy in the corner here named Al Borrego. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Good to be here live.
It is good to be here. And Melissa's over here stuck in a corner. But she is doing what she can where she is. And thank you for coming.
I'm frozen.
Well, you are. But, you know, it actually almost works to see you sitting there.
I mean, saw your finger moving just a second ago.
Yeah, right. We know you're there. That's really you. But the thing is that the idea is to talk about the Camino Real Tierra Adentro. And normally the El Paso mindset is to sit here and look north and say, back to the south. Let's see what's up there. Look at all that stuff going on up and down the Camino Real, going to the Jornada del Muerto and up to Albuquerque and yada, yada. But there's a guy sitting in San Elizario, and he turned around and said, look, the other half of the Camino Real is south of here. And that's what you did.
Yep, that's pretty much what I do now.
And so, but the thing is, in promoting what you do and looking at San Elizario is kind of in the middle of this. We have a map showing that, I think you supplied a map that we have showing the entire Camino Real route, and then we'll break it down into the top half and the bottom half with San Elizario right in the middle. And that's quite fitting. Andrew, you got that map going here? It's cool? Okay. And the thing is, the map business makes a lot of sense when you take a look at it, because El Paso, I mean, Al, you know this, but a lot of people, when they want to know what is the Camino Real, it's a King's Highway.
Right.
How did it get that way?
Well, it started as Camino de la Plata, which went from Mexico City all the way up to Zacatecas. And that's what it was called in the beginning, because all the silver miners were shipping the silver all the way down to Mexico City.
La Plata.
La Plata.
Means?
Silver.
Oh.
Plata means silver.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's
gold is oro.
That's right.
Okay, that one
that's
I knew.
Right.
Oro Grande, I got that.
Uh-huh,
but there was no Plato Grande, so I never learned that.
No Plato Grande.
It does. Okay, your turn.
Well, we want to thank everybody for listening, and we want to expand.
That's
gold
that's
is oro. That's some extra audio going in there from somewhere.
Yeah, somebody
anyway,
was
back
talking.
To you.
It wasn't me.
But the whole, no, it happened here.
I was like, who's talking to me?
You're talking to both of us. No, Al Borrego's here, and we're talking about the Camino Real. But take a look at it as we normally do north. That's one thing on that map. But also on the map, another is that map really up, Andrew? I haven't seen it yet. The whole idea of the map being what it is. Looking south, you have a tremendous amount of people going south to Mexico City.
Right.
And that's what you've been looking at. You've been sister city with some of those little towns up and down there.
Right.
And some of them are not so small, are they?
Well, Juarez, we became sister cities with Juarez last year, last September, and there are almost 2 million people. So that's the biggest one so far.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's a huge city.
And as you take a look at this map, let's see the bottom half maybe, Andrew, if you can go there first. Put the bottom half up, because that's what we're talking about at the moment. And the bottom half of that map is all these cities that in Mexico, they went ahead and got a UNESCO designation, correct?
Correct, yeah. They're a World Heritage Trail.
What does that mean?
Well, it's a UNESCO designation where now it's actually, in order to get that type of designation, you have to have, it used to be outstanding world heritage, outstanding world value. And now they've changed it to universal world value in order to get that designation. Now, Mexico did a really good thing with focusing on the culture, which that changed the way UNESCO started to designate places.
Oh, okay.
And with that culture, that's how they really did it. They've got on the UNESCO World Heritage thing, they did that back in 2010. And they've got, 55 World Heritage sites. And they've got another they actually have 50 things, but on the Camino Real de Tierra Adentro, it's 55 heritage sites so that could be a hacienda, a mountain range. It could be an entire city, and they have five of those. So they've got a total of 60.
Well, I see Chihuahua
here. Chihuahua's over here.
Yeah, Chihuahua.
What's the name of that next one?
Cuencame, I think that's what you're talking about. I think that's where we're at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So Chihuahua, now, mind you, from... there's a place there called Valle de Allende, which is in the southern part of Chihuahua. From Valle de Allende to the U.S. border is not designated by UNESCO. They only got designated to Valle de Allende. And from there south, all the way to Mexico City, is UNESCO World Nation. And what I've been doing now for the last 8-9 years is working with the INAH, which is the National Institute of Anthropology and History in Mexico, kind of the same thing as the National Park Service here. And we've been working to get the rest of it designated. So we've been talking, because what we're saying is, what a better idea than to get both of them designated, the American side and the Mexican side, at the same time, do it a binational type thing. So that's what we've been working on, and building up relationships and sister cities to show the power between the pairs that we're putting together, not only in historic reference, but also in economic development, which helps both of us, as they did down in San Antonio with their World Heritage designation. Yes.
How close do you think you're getting to perhaps getting them to accept that additional mileage?
It's not that difficult to do. Everybody's always said through the years that it's very difficult to do, but if you really look into the details of it, it's very easily reached. All we've got to do is do the work. And I've been working on the Mexican side, doing that work that was done from Valle de Allende south, to get that designation, working with the same counterparts that did it back then. They've come down here to our conferences now for the last 4 or 5 years, the conferences that we've had here in El Paso, and to explain exactly what has to be done. And we've been doing that. We've been doing that on the Mexican side in Chihuahua, and now we're moving to doing it on the American side.
I got an idea. How about you become a sister city with El Paso?
It's a very good idea. One of the biggest issues on sister cities is politics.
Oh,
see, so
yeah.
So in what we're trying to do, a lot of times if it wasn't their idea, they don't like it. So a new person comes in and it you're back to point zero again.
I've heard that described as the crab pot mentality. They won't let a crab get out because they grab him and put him back in.
That happens
a lot. Welcome to El Paso County. Well, see, that's just it. San Elizario, Texas is in El Paso County, so we claim you. You can claim us. You can reject us, however you want to write.
El Paso's the suburbs of San Elizario.
There you go. Well, look who was here first. San Elizario was established a long time ago. Yeah. El Paso was named first, but San Elizario was a town. In fact, what was it, Melissa? It was San Elizario became the first county seat.
Yeah.
And that's why you built that little jail down there that Billy the Kid keeps breaking out of.
And you got to remember, when San Elizario was a county seat, it included 7 of today's counties, all the way down to Del Rio.
Oh, my.
Well, you know what we've got going at Keystone, and you'll like this one, Al, is there used to be a Praje exhibit at the El Paso Zoo. Do you remember that?
Yes.
They got rid of that exhibit, and they donated it to Keystone. So we're finalizing that, and we should have it open and on full display in June of this year. And it's going to be called Praje de Paseo.
Uh-huh. Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, so let me know when you're getting ready to do all that stuff.
It's on the Camino Real at Keystone Heritage Park, so we're excited about that.
You can become a cousin of Keystone Heritage Site.
Sure, we can.
Whatever.
Primo.
No, here's the problem with El Paso, and you've identified this. We talked about it here. I went ranting on it last week. I may try to stop myself today, but it just upsets me somewhat to watch this fabulous history that we sit here and live in, and the people who run the promotion of the city and the county's starting to get it. But the city ignores our history. And I think the Duranguito thing had made it bad for a lot of city people. We can't talk history. That's bad news. And, like, what a stupid thing to do. I mean, look at what you're doing here, kind of like on your own. I mean, what kind of backing do you have? Do you have some gold bars in the Pancho Villa vault back there that we don't know about? Or?
No, we're just trying to do it. The idea is through partnerships. That's the main thing. Get partnerships that will work with you that we can move forward on and have the same goal with the new organization, the Cultural Heritage Society, new nonprofit.
Explain that, because we've got a logo of yours. We'll stick it up here.
Yeah.
But what is that exactly?
We started that in December. It's the Cultural Heritage Society of the Camino Real de Tierra Adentro. And that society preserves, promotes anything Camino Real, which means every city, every town, everything that we have here is part of the Camino Real.
Oh, yeah.
So we basically get to cover everything, and that's what we're doing. We're promoting all of the history of the Camino Real de Tierra Adentro all the way down to Mexico City, which any one of our partners that become partners along the way can promote, and now we're all promoting it together.
Well, you also are sitting on what we call El Paso's Mission Trail. And that has been made a lot of noise about it in the last 30, 40 years.
Right.
And good or bad how it occurred, it's occurred. Thank God we have some recognition as the first Catholic church in Texas is a SLATA. The second one is a Socorro. They beat them by a day.
Yeah.
You know, Socorro's second place by a day.
Yeah.
So you don't hear about it as much.
That's only because it took a day later for the priest to go down, the bishop to go down.
He had to get down the river, and it was tomorrow already.
Right.
So that's what he got. I thought he probably would have done them on the same day.
Yeah.
But the thing is, The place where you come from, San Elizario, that's your hangout.
Yeah, actually our office is right on the Camino Real.
And so that's just it. You're on the Camino Real. You're a major part of it. As we mentioned, it was the first county seat. It's been around a whole long time. It predates El Paso City by 20 some odd years. And so the whole thing is that's incredibly historic. And it is my opinion, and I've seen it work correctly, that if you tell people about your history, by golly, they'll stop off to see it. Now, don't you get visitors from like all over the country and Canada?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, we get visitors from all over the place. I mean, they're coming in. I just talked to a couple that was heading to Las Vegas just day before yesterday that were visiting from Florida. They're actually from Chicago. They moved to Florida, and they were on their way to Las Vegas. So they joined some kind of app. It's called the Hunters. And if you're driving a van or a Winnebago or whatever, one of those travel trailer things, they can go on Hunter. They pay a fee, and Hunter will give them. They put in keywords of what they like, and it'll give them places to stop along the way, and places to stop where you can actually stay overnight for free. You can park your vehicle and stay overnight for free.
Wow.
And we're one of them. So we have that available. So we're starting to get a lot of those people coming through because a lot of people are traveling right now.
We're in San Eli, you mean? How about Licon Dairy? They do it too, don't they?
Yeah, Licon Dairy does it as well. Yeah, that's part of the – we consider Licon part of the district.
So, I mean, Bernie and I were down there one day messing around with those ABC7 pieces we did. And we look out in this parking lot of Licon Dairy. There's like 12, 15 RVs. And
yeah.
So Bernie went over and said, who are you people? And he found out.
Right.
And
they just opened. They just reopened last weekend.
Oh, yeah. That's what I hear. Good for them. So things are reopening.
You know,
go ahead, Melissa.
I was going to say, so, you know, we talk about the Camino de la Tierra Adentro, and it's so funny because you think about San Antonio and how they have promoted being the gateway to Mexico.
Kills me.
No,
so
like,
we do the same thing again,
away.
An old marketing term. But, you know, that's basically, we are truly that gateway from the north to south to Mexico, much more, I think, thorough than they are in the rest of the state.
Well, like George Washington with a good arm, you could get a silver dollar across the Rio and hit Mexico.
Right.
Then they keep it, so don't do that.
Yeah.
Taking a break here. Al Borrego's the guy in the house here. Melissa's on assignment at her computer at home. If you think that's her sitting there, well, she doesn't
that
move.
Is her.
She doesn't move a lot. But anyway, and oh, by the way, thank you in the
my
control
avatar.
Room. Andrew J. Polk in there doing his thing, getting us on Facebook. And you know what? I didn't copy this on Facebook to several places. I need to do that. But in the meantime,
I did a lot. Yeah,
I'll do a couple of those. All right, taking a break here. And we can take a phone call if you want to talk about the Camino Real. And what Al Borrego's up to, we can do that. But anyway,
okay.
Andrew, thank you in there, Andrew, for what you're doing. We'll talk about you in a bit. So otherwise, what's that phone number?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco Tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
This is Andrew J. Polk with News Radio 690 KTSM. The COVID-19 coronavirus is still spreading in our community, and anyone who has been exposed or is showing symptoms is asked to get tested. Information on free testing is available at epstrong.org. Find details on how to register for the vaccine at epcovidvaccine.com. eprenthelp.org has resources for tenants and landlords on rental assistance, and epbusinessstrong.org has details on grant and loan funding. From the News Radio 690 KTSM News Desk, I'm Andrew J. Polk.
Find out the best tips and techniques to get your home sold and get the latest in real estate trends this week with your host, Brian Birds, Sunday at 7:30 on El Paso's news radio station, 690 KTSM AM.
At Conviva, they always ask about my grandson.
They make a personalized plan just for you.
My doctor's fantastic.
People in El Paso are talking about Conviva Care Centers, and we like what they're saying. Conviva is a primary care practice devoted to helping seniors live and age well. We focus on prevention, develop an individualized plan based on your specific needs, and offer a variety of services. There's probably one near you, since we have two care centers in El Paso. Just visit meetconviva.com to find the closest one. And while you're at it, schedule a tour. We'd be happy to show you around, answer your questions, and earn your confidence. For more information, visit meetconviva.com or call 833-226-5661. That's 833-226-5661.
At Conviva, the most important part of aging well is staying well. And I like that.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show.
Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I'm looking at email. You want to send me an email right now? It's ephistory690@gmail.com. I'll take a look at those and put them on. Or you can make a remark on Facebook. We'll ask Melissa in a moment here to read some of those that have come up. But Facebook is an interesting thing we do. We're doing the streaming live there. You can go back and find any of our previous shows back to November 21st when we started doing the streaming. Andrew talked me into it. And it was the day we did the tribute to Leon Metz. It was probably a good idea we did that and started that way. So we're not stopping. Here we go. Also, on the we have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/El Paso History TV. The El Paso Gold DVDs I produced over the last 20 years are on there, youtube.com/El Paso History TV. They're free. Just take a look. Also, the 20 segments I did with Bernie Sargent, and I produced them, put them on ABC 7 in the newscast, and those are right there as well, El Paso History TV. You can learn quite a bit about El Paso history just by looking at those. They're 3 minutes apiece. You get tired of them, turn them off, come back later. YouTube.com, El Paso History TV. Also, the segments that are I mentioned are on there from the ABC 7 series. One new announcement, Pablo Reyes. Reyes, you like to feel my R's?
You can get it.
For a gringo, that's not bad. Pablo Reyes has subscribed on YouTube to see what we're doing there. So anyway, go there, El Paso History TV. What do you got?
Well, I just want to, you know, give a holler to some people out there, some very good friends of ours that are down in Austin. Betty, Homer, and Bethany are listening in from Drippin' Springs. And we have Zachary Sokolowski. I'm going to butcher that name. And we've got, I love this one person's name, and I got to get back to it. It's M, full name, LaRue, was asking about the ham radio show. Thought I'd missed it. So it's coming up next week.
Next week, dude.
Those are some people who are listening in. Yeah, and also, I wanted to talk about our great sponsors that we have, and we hope that our listeners will support them. And one of them is at Monterey Asset Management. And they have a new website, and it's m1ep.com, or you can give them a call at 915-592-4549. Mission Del Rey Southwest is located at 1421 Lee Trevino, Suite A7, and they're open today, and they're open every day this week except Sundays. And they have the largest selection of Southwestern decor, Native American jewelry, souvenirs, and more from El Paso. And you can also shop online at missiondelrey.com. Pepe's is open and selling its wonderful food, and Bernie and I are going to be there later today. And so if you'd like to get an order to go or stop on in, you can also check with them at 877-2152. They're the home of the one and only margarita and the best chicken sopa. And looking to sell, buy, or rent a home? Then you need to call Patrick Tuttle at Legacy Real Estate Services. Call him at 588-1850, and you won't be disappointed. And then we have to point out our new sponsor, and he's like a good neighbor, but with a better phone. It's State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, and his number is 915-581-0000.
All zeros. I'm going to have to ask him. I bet he worked pretty hard to get that. All right, that's cool. And we'll do the other announcements when we get to them. In the meantime, somebody in Tempe. Now, where was this? Yeah, somebody in Tempe, Arizona. Irene is in Tempe, Arizona over there. Way cool. All right, looking at what we got here. Al Borrego's in the house. This is a short segment here. Let's talk about, you want to talk about the beginning of the Camino Real, or where you want to go here real quick?
Sure, that's fine. Yeah, it actually starts there in Mexico City.
And you have some pictures of that. We'll put them up.
Yeah, there are a few pictures. It starts there in Mexico City at Plaza de Santo Domingo, right there, dead center. It's right there in, right near the cathedral there, the Zócalo, they call it. It's real close to there. It used to be the old Aduana, which is Customs House. There's just like Juarez, they had their Customs House here in Juarez, which is now the Museum of the Revolution.
Oh.
But that's where it started, and that's where they've got the first plaque for UNESCO is there. You know, this one that you're looking at there, That's a very interesting spot too, because that's in Santa Barbara, Chihuahua, which is the starting point of where the Oñate expedition took from.
He went up the road a little bit and started there.
He started the Camino Real, extended the Camino Real. That's when it actually shifted over to Camino Real de Tierra Adentro from Camino de la Plata.
Well, since he was doing this in the name of the King of Spain, wherever he went became the Royal Road.
Right. As long as the king sanctions the expedition, then it becomes Real, Camino Real.
A quick note before we go to break. There's Camino Reals in southern Texas. There's Camino Reals in California. The very first one is the one we're sitting on.
That's right.
And
that's
when Oñate blew through here, they hit the river just south of San Elizario currently, right?
Right.
Chicken Ranch Road.
Well, it's
somewhere over there.
Yeah, somewhere south.
Nobody really knows.
Yeah, it took them about, just to give you an idea how far down it is, it took 6 days to get from where they hit the river to get up to where San Elizario is. So it wasn't just right down the road. So.
And the river was on the other side of where it is now.
Correct. It was more towards the middle.
Toward North Loop even, over that way.
Right. And it's pretty much between Alameda and North Loop in that area. But then it wasn't like a straight river.
Oh, no.
It was winding all over the place.
It moved around when it felt like it.
But there's a good map that exists of the original.
Well, I remember there was one river. Sign. I think we have it here on numbers, number two. We have what apparently the National Park Service decided was the beginning sign on the Camino Real.
Right.
That's down there at Chicken Ranch Road.
Right. That's right off Chicken Ranch Road, down there at River Road and Chicken Ranch.
Yeah, any interesting stuff.
That's what they say. That's the beginning point in the U.S.
In the U.S. And at that point of it actually happening, that was way in Mexico, or way on the other side of the river. However you want to phrase it.
Yeah.
The river moved.
Yeah, the river was not there, was not where it
as
is
we
now.
Say, it was over at North Loop. Interesting, crazy history we've got in El Paso. And that's one thing I think you need to make confuse people. We have history that's intertwined, overlapped, and jumbled around.
Mm-hmm.
And to pick it apart, I mean, God bless San Antonio. We've got the Alamo, and yes, you do, and that was wonderful. But that's it.
Right.
I mean, they've added attractions that are in their later events.
Right.
But we've got, starting with the Camino Real, it's still here.
Mm-hmm.
It goes there. It's a huge history corridor.
Over 1,600 miles.
Oh,
from Mexico City to
Okehuenge. That's how you say it.
It used to be San Juan de los Caballeros, but that's where Oñate ended, in Okehuenge.
Interesting history. And so the whole thing of what we do is that we're sitting in the middle of it. Now you're looking both ways, and a lot of people didn't used to do that. Fair enough. All right, taking a breaker. You want to throw that phone number out? Or Melissa, you want to just tell people to go to Facebook and put a comment there.
Oh, they can go to the El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page, and you can check in and make a comment there. Just say hello, or just let us know that you're there. So welcome to that page.
And the phone number is up there on the screen if you wanted to shoot a phone call at
it
us.
It is.
We will take
they
it.
Could also, why don't I just give them to them also? It's 544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell property. See the new website, m1ep.com, m1ep.com. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca, 915-592-4549, 592-4549.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson is ready to help you combine home and auto and save here in El Paso. Call 915-592-4549. 581-0000 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
How clean is your nose? Most airborne germs and allergens invade through the nose, your body's air filter, its first line of defense. You wash your hands and brush your teeth, but what about your nose? Did you know there's an easy way to keep your nose clean and help your body protect itself? It's called Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to clean your nose by flushing out pollen, mucus, bacteria, and viruses. Millions use Navage for fast, all-natural relief from sinus congestion and allergies, and to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it comes with an absolute guarantee of satisfaction. And 50,000 independent online reviews averaging 4.7 stars show just how much people love their Navage. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Now you can clean your nose and help protect your health with Navage. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, and Rite Aid. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal with Navage. Clean nose, healthy life.
Help the planet with a tip from iHeartRadio Earth. Due to COVID-19, many people have turned to the outdoors for exercise and rejuvenation, while agencies and organizations responsible for maintaining public lands have seen a reduction in resources. Protect public lands and leave no trace. Dispose of all your trash, food waste, and litter properly. Brought to you by iHeartRadio Earth and the National Environmental Education Foundation. To find more tips for smarter, sustainable living, or to take action in your own community, go to iHeartRadio.com/earth.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative, and their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-715-6877. 800-715-6877. 800-715-6877.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Now, Newsmax is asking if you approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and trillions in spending. And did President Trump do a better job? Vote in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word RESPOND to 39747. That's RESPOND to 39747. Let us know who you like better, Trump or Biden. Vote in the Newsmax poll. Text RESPOND to 39747. That's RESPOND to 39747. And watch Newsmax today.
Hey, it's me. Just wanted to reach out after yesterday's video call. You mentioned your friends going through a hard time right now. I wanted to recommend an app you should download. It's the How We Reach coaching tool. It's got tips on, you know, how to reach out to friends or family members who are struggling. So it's great that you're there for your friend. I really think this tool will help you give them the support they need. So let me know if you want to talk.
Download the tool on reach.gov today.
Hi, everyone. I am so excited to launch my very first podcast, The Truth, with Lisa Booth, with iHeartRadio and Gingrich 360. The Truth with Lisa Booth is a podcast that rejects groupthink, rejects fake news, and will never bow down to the political correctness poisoning this country from within. If you're ready to step outside of your comfort zone and join me on this wild ride, then buckle up. iHeartRadio is number one for podcasts, and it's easy to see why. Find The Truth with Lisa Booth on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We seem to be back. Yeah, that's a long dadgum break. Anyway, Celebration of Our Mountains 2021 programs are ongoing. Visit Valles and Broad Canyon Petroglyphs tomorrow, 9 a.m., April 18th. And what you got to do is get a hold of Diego. Celebration of Our Mountains, Diego Tolbert. at gmail.com, 525-7364, or look them up online. They're a nonprofit 501c3. You got something there? Yeah, I know you got something there. What do you got?
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about it. It's going on right now at the Centennial Museum. They're thrilled to announce that the return of Floor Fest is this weekend, today and tomorrow. And they've got select plants that you'll really like for your yard. This is one of the best sales where you can learn about what kind of plants live in this environment and survive. And they'll have people on hand to answer your questions. And you can visit florafest.org. And that's at behind the not the Centennial Museum. It's at the park, and I don't have it right in front of me, but it's right in the main part of the campus. Lead Park. That's where it is.
Oh,
so
go ask
definitely head on out there.
Go ask somebody. They'll tell you.
Put your park on and go on out.
Cool. Well, that's the Floral Fest today. A little nippy, but you can pick up some good plants. They sell them to you, and they tell you how to take care of them as well. Well, that's cool.
And tomorrow, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, today and tomorrow it's on. All right. Al Borrego's here. We're talking about all kinds of things. Let's go back to some of the beginning of our pictures here. We've got a San Elizario Historic District. Talk about what you've done there, because you helped cook that up.
Well, it's been there for many years, this Historic District. But what we've done is we started working years back to rehabilitate the buildings, turn it into more of a art district, because I still am an artist. I don't paint much. I don't have time. But rehabilitate everything and start doing, my idea was to start doing cultural events. As many events as we could do, before 2020, we were doing, averaging about 85 different things going on, cultural, per year.
Mostly weekends?
Mostly weekends, yeah. We did have some things that overlap, like cultural exhibit, stuff like that. But mostly all kinds of things, from reenactments to festivals. We've got our art market tomorrow, our monthly art market. We're in our 12th year of doing that. So we do that every third Sunday of the month. Of course, we're doing all kinds of exhibitions and other tours and free tours. Everything's free. I mean, we do. We're going to do at the end of the month here. We'll do the Cinco de Mayo festival, and that's free to the public. Everybody gets mad at me. Well, how can we do everything? Well, that's the idea. We do cultural things to promote the area, and that'll cause preservation, everybody to take notice of things and all of our history and stuff.
Well, you're creating events for tourists to take a look at.
That's correct.
Even local tourists, the people up here on the other side of town
that have never been down there
need to wander down there and take a look at what you're doing.
Sure.
on the Mission Trail, on the Camino Real, on Howard. And see, those are all the same road.
Mm-hmm.
People don't get that. Oh, that's where's the Mission Trail versus the Camino Real? Well, you're standing
it's
on both,
same
of,
thing.
Both of them at the same time.
Right.
So talk about the Historic District, and then moving on a bit, you have some other things. What is this? Is that in Chihuahua, the next one there?
Let's see. Where are we? Yeah, that next one is in actually a little town between here and Chihuahua is called one of the coolest things there is that they make asadero cheese, same thing as Licon Dairy.
All right.
And it's called Villahumada. And a little small town, but just to show you an example of that sign there, that sign, you'll see that all along the Camino Real, from Mexico City all the way to Juarez.
Yeah.
Because they have one here right by the river, too, which I nobody knows about. But you'll see that signage all along the way. All the little towns, they all have it. They like... They promote they call it La Ruta de Oñate.
That's the route.
What they call it, the route.
See, I could do some Spanish if it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, the route. And you'll see those even in the little towns. That was done in coordination between the city or town and INAH, which is that National Institute of Anthropology and History.
And the next picture, we've already, just to do a quick look at that, that's the sign that's down on Chicken Ranch Road.
Right, the beginning.
The next one coming up. And then you've got the, basically starting, we'll look at the Church and Horses and Flags in San Elizario. That's another pageant that's done there.
Right.
And how often is that done?
What we started doing is we started doing the arrival of the Oñate Expedition. So we do what they called La Toma, the actual taking possession of the land, all the land that the Rio del Norte, which is the Rio Grande, would drain into.
So this guy with the stick and put his staff in the ground and said, it's mine now?
This is it. This belongs to Spain.
You don't like it? I got bigger guns than you do. And
yeah.
And that's what he did to the Indians all the way up the trail.
Well, that's what they say.
Some of them got shot.
Yeah, there was that. There's no doubt about it. There's incidents. You know, there's a lot of incidents. But the idea of La Toma and the actual ceremony of taking possession is what it has done to us today. And that's the biggest thing, is that they brought everything that wasn't here on that particular day through this area.
Horses, carretas,
guns, technology, the loom for clothing,
seeds to plant,
all of
thousands of cattle and
all the domestic animals.
Yeah,
they brought them through that.
And so that be all of a sudden, boom, we're here and we're bringing civilization. And some of the Indians would say, "That's kind of like better."
What is this?
Some of that's better than what we got.
Yeah.
And then the other was like, oh, then this Catholic thing showed up too.
Yeah, the faith.
And they brought faith.
So a lot of people always tell me, you know, so how about faith? You know, I mean, aren't you upset because I'm Native? So aren't you upset because they brought faith and gave you Catholicism? I go, well, just look at it. How many Natives are Catholic? And we could change any day. You know, it's not like they've got a gun to our head now. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I guess faith's good to some people. Faith's not good to others.
Well, it seems to help the human soul get where it's going. Okay, and moving on, you got a historic Texas cemetery. You got a cemetery there in San Elizario?
We've got two in San Elizario. The original cemetery, that cemetery, which is right next to the chapel, right off the chapel. That cemetery just got designated Texas State Historical Cemetery. We've got the other cemetery, the newer cemetery, which is off Thompson Road. That cemetery was designated back in, I believe it was, well, we actually, it got designated, but we dedicated it a couple of years ago. But as a matter of fact, Bernie Sargent was the one that worked on getting that one designated.
And is that the one with the hanging tree?
No, that's over here by the jail.
Oh, okay.
I mean, hey, Al.
Yes.
The Texas Historical Commission was doing a dig out there. Was it the Socorro Mission area, or do you remember?
Well, they've been doing a dig, yeah, because they took over the property where the old Socorro Mission was. So they've been doing some work there. And then they're going to come in and do another dig. And I don't think they're there yet, but they're going to do a dig at Casa Ronquillo.
Oh,
cool.
Tell us about Casa Ronquillo. What's that all about?
Well, Casa Ronquillo is what they call the old motel. It used to be the old the palace and all these places. They got a lot of names for it. The people from the Mexican side seem to think that that building was where the old Hacienda de los Tiburcios was.
But it's not.
But I don't know.
Oh.
Everybody's looking at it. Maybe now that they're starting to do digs there and stuff, they might find something.
Some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot going on here. We've got to take a break here and come back in a minute. But there is another. Let's do one more picture. What is number five there? Let's see.
Number five, which row?
Top.
Number five. That's another sign. That's another similar sign like the one you saw in Villahumada. This one is in Valle de Zaragoza, which is between Chihuahua and Santa Barbara.
So that's more signage on the Mexican
more
side.
More signage on the Mexican
side. And I guess
side,
number six is the same thing.
Yeah, number six is actually, that's the one that's that one that's in Valle de Zaragoza.
Got it. Okay.
And then you got the last one is in Santa Barbara.
So these are information panels is what they're doing in Mexico.
That's what they do in Mexico to promote the
Do they do it in English for us?
No.
No,
everybody that goes down there from here usually speaks Spanish.
Oh, yeah, see. Well, if we get going down there as tourists, maybe they'll help us out.
Yeah.
You never know. Melissa, we got to take another break here. You doing okay over there?
I'm doing just fine. Just sitting here watching, enjoying the show.
Oh, cool. Hey, and it's moving and shaking here. Taking a break here, coming back in a minute. Take a look at our Facebook page. If you want to put a notice on there, Melissa Eagle Eye is watching you. And I think Andrew's watching some of the other pages. Anyway,
I got some people in Daniel Lehman from Tucson's checked in with us, and the gentleman Dale Hansen from Schertz, Texas.
That's a name
down by San Antonio.
Schertz. Okay, is that next to Nail Pop, Texas? That's another one I love. I made that one up.
There's Six Gun City out there somewhere. Oh, okay. Texas too, so.
I love Nail Pop. I'm going to go there someday. Anyway. And just real quick, Andrew, thank you for what you're doing. And this guy, Andrew, is Monday through Friday Talk El Paso host, sitting where I'm sitting, and I'm in there taking calls for him. So it's a father-son team. You may hear more about that coming up soon, because what we do is a bit unusual here. And I want to thank you for what you're doing in there. I appreciate it. And Talk El Paso, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. Taking a break. Back in a moment.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to youtube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Do you have trouble falling asleep or sleeping through the night? Do you feel stressed? Then you need Love to Sleep, a unique all-natural sleep aid that calms your mind, relieves aches and pains, and keeps you sleeping restfully all night long. Get your best night's sleep and wake up every morning feeling alert and refreshed.
I have always had trouble sleeping due to either too much on my mind or just dealing with pain. Since I've been taking Love to Sleep, I can honestly say I have never slept better. I actually sleep through the night and wake up feeling rejuvenated. Love to Sleep does not make me feel groggy at all.
No matter how poorly you sleep right now, you can get a great night's sleep, night after night, with Love to Sleep, the all-natural, non-habit-forming and effective way to get to sleep, stay asleep, and wake up every morning rejuvenated and ready to take on the day. End those sleepless nights now. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789.
Staples helps you get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Now get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends 5/29/21. Exclusions apply. Limit one per customer. See store or staples.com/signage for details.
I hear someone go, "Didn't it come from you guys?"
Strangers cough at me.
Move away from me.
Someone spit towards my direction. All the stereotypes that we've worked so hard to break are just going to be reversed. And I won't let that happen.
We all have to play our part.
I donate my plasma.
I've been making masks.
We deserve respect as much as everybody else.
I'm a nurse.
I'm a delivery woman, chef, a neighbor, artist,
bus driver.
I'm a doctor.
Fight the bias.
Help stop the spread of anti-Asian racism by visiting iHeartRadio.com/fightthebias. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels, the Ad Council, and iHeartRadio.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got Al Borrego here talking Camino Real. Got a couple of quick announcements here. One thing on the Camino Real is everything in El Paso, including McGoffin Home State Historic Site. Check that out. Go down and take a look. That's a house museum. And you can see how people lived in the 1870s. Basically, the house is frozen at about 1930 right now, I think, the way they've got it set up. Anyway, 5147, It's 1120 McGoffin Avenue. What a surprise. And you've got the next Jay Duncan event, don't you?
Yeah, Jay Duncan, founder and director of Sunset Film Society, returns Sunday, April 25th with a special drive-in presentation of A Star Is Born. And it's starring Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga, and Sam Elliott. And this is going to be at Artovino's Desert Crossing. And they're located at 1 Artovino Drive in Sunland Park. And you can also go to their website, artovinos.com, to find out more information. Their last show featuring the movie Moonstruck was a sellout, which is really great. I think it's a really great venue to go watch a movie at. And you get dinner with it, too.
And I hope Jim makes a buck on this. Who knows? I'm not going to ask him. Whatever.
He's a volunteer like the rest of us.
Oh, my God. No, so Artovinos makes him. Good for them. All right. Go to picture number 7, if you would, Andrew. We're going to talk briefly as we go to break here. The idea of conferences, what Al Borrego does, he goes down to Camino Real and creates a conference with the Mexicans, and that's what that one is there, right?
Right.
Well, tell me about that.
That particular one is down in Mexico City, where we started doing back when we started trying to get everybody together and on the same page. We decided to start having conferences. That particular one is at the Antiguo Colegio de San Ildefonso, which is the first university in Mexico. And it's now, that's where all the Diego Rivera paintings are, and murals are all on there on the walls. And we do the Camino Real conference there every year. We started there, we did the first 2 years there, and then we moved it to the Center for the Studies of the History of Mexico, which is another place. And that place is also nothing but history and culture. And that's what we do. We start having conferences, even in the small little towns, we do the same thing. We'll go in like to Janos, which was, it's about 2.5 hours from here, near Paquimé, which is a World Heritage
place. A biggie.
Yeah, it's a big one. It's near Casas Grandes. And that particular place is a little tiny town, had a fort. Janos, that fort, also, we'll do a conference there. And we do a tour every year. We do a tour in August.
Look what's going on here. You got a guy who's a volunteer. That would be you, right?
That's me.
In San Elizario, taking the history of El Paso and San Elizario, importing it south to Mexico, trading history with them, and they come back up to your conferences. We'll talk more about that after the news break, because it'll be interesting to see how this works out. Melissa, you okay back there?
I'm back here just fine.
You're ready. We got a history moment coming up after the break, don't we?
Yes, we do.
You ready for that?
Get your Doritos?
Good luck with that. All right. See you after the news.
Like that Janos one that I'm talking about.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. And by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.